time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, I have Pam Adams with Ascension St. Matthew's Church. Their fall fair is coming up on October 7th and 8th. They've got, of course, great donation gifts that are going to be available, and homemade soups, baked goods, canned garden goods, all kinds of great stuff. Plus, you know, the gift shop there, the church will be open to the public, and they're going to have some, you know, booths set up with information for the community and all that stuff. Just a great time to get together, and we always like it when we have time to talk to Pam. Pam, how are you today?
I'm mean and ornery as ever, you know that.
That's all right.
We just keep going.
That's all that matters. So let's talk about Ascension St. Matthew's Church. You said to me, and I can't hardly believe that you guys have been in that building now for over 20 years.
20 years on the 21st of September. It's amazing but true. And one of the places that our money goes to these days is keeping the building up. As you know, it's a big building, and we have a huge parking lot, lots of free parking, and we use it all the time for these things. Our two main money raisers for the year are our annual Shrove Tuesday Pancake Supper, always the day before Ash Wednesday. It's easy to remember that way. And this year we had a drive-by that the public and the community supported phenomenally. The only negative comment we heard was, we wish we could all be inside the building so we can enjoy the fellowship. But everybody said the food was wonderful and the service was great, and it went off like clockwork. So we're thrilled to pieces to have the church open again. And Fall Fair hasn't been happening since 2019. So we're thrilled to pieces to be able to do it again. And we're doing things differently this year. There's no silent auction this year. What we're doing is donation gifts. And you will buy a set of tickets for $1 a piece. And for that dollar, you will receive any number of things. The girls went out, and the community has just supported us so well with all the different things that we have. It's just an amazing thing to me to see all of this come together. So Ascension St. Matthew's has always been in the forefront of all of the things that are current. You know, for example, a disaster in the Ukraine brings me back to my memories as a child in England, because I was raised in England, in London during World War II, and I'm not likely to ever forget all those things. And seeing all those people over there, what we do is we send money into the diocesan office here in Salt Lake City. They send it on to the national church, and it gets pooled together with everybody else's all from all over the country to help those people, that kind of thing. So that's just a sideline. Anyway, back to the fall fair. We have our homemade soups, which are available both for take-home and if you want to sit and have a bowl of soup, by all means do. Homemade baked goods of all different kinds. And our wonderful, from the Grogan Gardens on Carbonville Road, we have our canned garden goods. And, oh my goodness, including that wonderful apricot raspberry jam that everybody raves about. And they will be for purchase. So, and Ascension St. Matthew's Gift Shop, which was started for our own people because shopping is a bit limited here in town, is open to the public during the times when we have our, you know, like the pancake supper and the fall fair. We couldn't do it this year, so this would be the first time it's been opened in almost 2 years to the public. So we have lots and lots of really good things. Such a wide variety of one-of-a-kind items. Everything from embroidered pictures that are already framed, you know, that have been done by hand, to a wonderful piece of Native American art. It's a watercolor that was done by an artist whose name I can't pronounce, but it's a beautiful piece, and it's framed and ready to go, that kind of thing. We never know what we're going to have in there, except for the small quilts, which we call our care quilts. And it's a hug from all of us, you know, to those people who need it, and baby quilts and religious items and non-religious items and books. And, I mean, it's too many things to actually tell you about everything that's in there. Please stop in. The gift shop is located just as you walk into the church to the right.
And once again, this is the Fall Fair 2022. It's going on 2 days, October 7th. That's a Friday. It'll start at 4 and it'll end at 7. And then on Saturday, a little earlier, October 8th, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., you can go get your soups, get your baked goods, those canned garden goods. The gift shop will be open to the general public. And as always, great donation gifts.
That's right. And it's all of these tickets are a dollar each. Nothing is excluded. And all we ask is that you turn in your stubs with your name and your phone number on it and legibly print it, please, so that we can read it. And the benefits will go to help with Ascension St. Matthew's Church and all of the things that we do in our outreach projects. Ascension St. Matthew's is located, for those of you who are new to town, at 522 North Homestead Boulevard in the Castle Heights area of Price. And if you have any questions, our office is open in the mornings. 637-0106 is their telephone number. And we ask everybody to please come. Everybody is welcome. We are going to have booths of people who are new to the community or new in their positions, and they're going to be there with information about what their groups do too. So there's something for everybody, and we ask that you please attend and have a good time.
And once again, tickets for the donation gifts are available at the door. If you go there, if you want to get them earlier, you can get them from any member of the church. And I would guess that if they called the office could kind of take care of them as well, Pam.
Well, we can hope so. Our poor administrative assistant is pretty stressed with all of these things, but I'm sure that there'll be somebody there that could probably help them. But the tickets are available inside the church in the main hall at the checkout stand. That's where it's the most likely for people to be, and we have a beautiful quilt that was donated to us by Pat Scherschel, who's a quilter, and it's the size on it will fit either a full-size bed or a queen-size bed, and it's beautiful. But for a dollar, you can't go wrong, folks. You just can't. So we encourage everybody to come and have a good time. And Dave, thank you so much for you and all your staff at KOAL who support us every time we have something to do, and we are very, very appreciative of that.
Pam, that's what we're here for. We look forward to talking to you every year. We'll be talking again next year about the Pancake Supper, I'm sure. We're speaking right now with Pam Adams of Ascension St. Matthew's Church. The Fall Fair coming up on October 7th and 8th. Get out and have a good time with the whole family. Pam, thank you for taking out the time to talk to us today.
Well, thank you, Dave, so much. Again, it means a lot to us to know that we have people we can rely on to help us get the word out. It's just terrific. So see you at the Fall Fair.
All right. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.